of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You remain standing, Pastor Paul Wilms, it'll say the invocation.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you today for those here who have chosen to serve through elected office. And Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you would give them your wisdom, your guidance, and your counsel, and that they would make decisions with justice and truth. I ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Everybody. All right, clerk, if you call the roll, please.
Oliver versus Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward is absent. Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Layferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, if everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the August 22nd meeting, have any questions, additions, corrections?
I move to approve the August 22nd, 2023 minutes.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Clerk's report. Cindy?
I got a couple different things. I sent in another grant to try to get another $40,000 for that lead service line location. We got the first 40 and they said we could send it in again and try to get another 40. So I sent that in yesterday.
Yeah.
18th, all-town cleanup starts at 7 a.m. Everybody needs to have their stuff out by then. I don't know which end of town they're starting at, so need to get everything out so we can get it picked up and thrown away. 25th, scarecrows are due. Porter Park, sign up from 10 to 2, bring them up there. So, looking for corn stalks. We want to decorate the poles in between the scarecrows.
If you know of anybody. That's going to be hard to find around here, corn stalks.
I know. Nobody would give them up yet, though, the ones I've talked to. And then we have been discussing with the USA Camp, Cities Camp, having some spook, or like spook trail and spook cabins. Seven of them, they're going to be all decorated different. We'll still have the little kids' wiener roast between 4 and 6 on Saturday. And costume contest, they'll can decorate a pumpkin, get a bag of candy. All that's free for them. And then go through the spook houses between 4 and 6 for free. So, if they're not doing
$5.
Who's
going to do each one of the cabins?
Well, let's see. They have three of them, mm-hmm. And that's going to be the Saint Asylum. You're going to pick my brain here. Saint Asylum, Playhouse, which would be dolls, and the third one is
Exorcist.
And then there's going to be Witches in the Woods is one, and then Saw is one. One of them's kind of just a bunch of different, so like Leatherface, Pinhead.
Right. Do you need candy or?
We'll need candy for the bags of candy for the little kids thing from 4 to 6.
Okay. Do you want it already bagged or?
That I don't know. We got to have a couple more meetings. We've just started all this, so.
Okay.
We've only had one meeting. So anybody wants to come, I know we're having a meeting first Wednesday of October. Whatever date
Wednesday
that is.
On October.
So as many as we can get. We need a lot of volunteers.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be fun. It's out there.
What time?
The big building. 6.
What was the date of the event?
It is October 27th and 28th.
First,
so 2 nights. The first night, both nights for the cabins is 7 to 11.
Right.
Yeah. And then it's the little kid stuff from 4 to 6.
Now, what 2 nights was that again?
The Friday night, the 27th, and Saturday, the 28th.
Okay.
And then for the little kids, it's just on Saturday.
Okay.
Well, it's still daylight out.
Okay.
So, costume contest. We'll have more and we'll post more as we get final.
All right.
Want to make sure it's okay with everybody, and I think it'll be fun. We want to get it built up bigger each year, so we have a lot of people coming, just like those other haunted trails that they have, so.
Just like any other project, it's volunteers.
It's volunteers, that's volunteers. What. And they're getting a lot of volunteers. I mean, they're even going over to Bradley and trying to get some college kids to help. Because we'll need, you know, tour, you know, the guides and just people there with lights and each cabin and everything, so. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Cindy. Treasurer's report. Treasurer Brown. Debbie?
I have nothing tonight.
Thank you, ma'am. Attorney's report. Nathan Collins had an excused absence. Engineer's report. We have no engineer. Public comments and petitions. Anyone from the public wish to address this board this evening? Anyone? All right.
George. Public comments, George.
Oh. I'm sorry, George.
Thinking, oh, now I want to know what they're going to do with our pile of stuff in the middle of them ashes and stuff. Is the city planning on doing anything about that?
I don't know anything about it, George.
And George? I can't handle all that because that's too much. I've been picking up the trash around there and weed eating. And he was good to come out this afternoon. He tore the one building down. There's a kid that helped him. He came out the other evening to help me a little bit. He's pretty nice. And he told me he was going to tear that one down. Sure enough, I went over this evening and he had Rick with him and they was tearing it down. They got bees and that got stung, the boy did, but they were still working on it tonight. But then he's going on the north and he already put a little lean-to out there the other day. And now yesterday he put up this tent-like system, you know, the metal frame. He built it out a little further in the backyard between him and the neighbor there. And a poo. I walked in front of his house picking up stuff, and the poo was so bad there you can't hardly stand it. This lady here is going to get up and speak, and she can't sit out on her porch on account of the poo smells so bad because today he got out there and raked it in the middle and raked in every corner where that pen where them dogs are, and I don't believe that should be happening. And it just, he wants to help me, thanks me, this and that, but he just. And today, I've been working around up for two or three days, just lucky today, I looked down, a 6-inch saw blade sticking up out of the ground about that high, and I've been working all around those all this time, and lucky I didn't step on it. I have to look down there today and see that. That would have took my foot. It probably cut it half off when I stepped on that. I dug it out of the ground. So anybody get in that backyard, or you don't watch it, because he's pulling nails out today, and I said, Rick, it'd be nice to take that nail to wherever where that shit is. He just pulled a nail out and let it fall in the grass there. It's getting to be a nuisance, you know.
Okay,
try to help him, appreciate it, but yeah. It's going to get to the point, you know, where if we don't straighten up, I got a trailer load of junk right now in my backyard that I've been throwing in my trailer. I'm going to set out for Monday. But some of that stuff, I don't know what you're going to do.
Okay.
She wants to speak now about it.
Okay, I live right next to that mess. And no, I have not come up here.
No.
It went on way too long. And somebody needs to recognize what George has done. And yes, animal control needs to come down and check that front, check the dogs out.
Have you called animal control, ma'am?
No, but they were there this afternoon.
Okay, well, okay.
Because
we don't, animal control is not us. That's a county right. Agency. Okay.
Well, then I'll be more than happy to call them.
Okay.
Because it's ridiculous. The dogs are in too small of a pen. Okay. He doesn't clean them up. He doesn't clean it up.
Okay.
You know, like the rest of the yard. He's still burning, but he does it in the middle of the night. It's not great on my allergies. They'll wake me up every time.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
And you guys need to thank George for what he's done.
I'm thankful they're all, you're trying to get along.
And
that's what I'm thankful for.
And John Martin.
Yes, yes.
I've seen him.
Thank you very much. Whoever's helping, we appreciate it. That's what it takes. Neighbors helping neighbors.
And John Martin did a lot of work down
yep.
there, too.
Yep. So. Yep. Okay, thank you. Anyone else? All right, moving on. Finance, insurance, and zoning. Sally?
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Sewer, John?
Nothing to
Streets and alleys, David?
I have nothing.
Thank you. Police and ESDA, Brad's absent. The only report I got from him was the fishing's good in Minnesota, so. Water, Mr. Miller?
I have no report.
Thank you. The only thing I have under water is Nathan Collins told me he's no longer interested in painting the fire hydrants, and I have an individual that will do it on an hourly basis with the city. I've talked to Evan about it, so we'll start doing that. It's already in the budget and everything, but I just wanted everybody to be aware of it.
Awesome.
Doug, back to police. Kim's got a few things you want to do in the police or under down in the police chief part.
Right, yeah, it's down in the...
Okay, I think he was...
Right, it's down there in unfinished business. I thought that's where we were going to talk about that.
Well, I think you wanted to introduce a new officer too, so join
me. Oh, okay, all right, we can back up. We can back up. Jim?
I appreciate the opportunity to speak in front of everybody here, Mayor Lake Berry, City Council, members of the general public. I'd like to introduce Tyler Schneider. He is our newest officer. Tyler started in police school May the 1st of this year. He graduated August 25th in a class of 90. He was at the Southern Illinois College University of Police Academy down at, they call it SWIC, down Southern Illinois. He's currently in field training. With the gracious help of the Polk County Sheriff's Office, they have picked him up and field trained him. And then plus we have one of our officers, Chris Darsham, is also field training him back in Lewistown. So he's getting a little bit of both. He gets to see the county things. If they get a call in Lewistown, he'll come here. And then when he's with Chris Darsham, he'll be Lewistown here. Plus Andy Stack is helping out over in Farmington. So he's kind of moving back and forth within this last month. But anyway, this is Tyler Schneider. This has not been done for a long time. When we have a new employee, I feel that they should be introduced to you guys and know who they are. And he'll be working. So this is Tyler.
Hi, welcome aboard.
You got anything to say? Just ready to get to work, get this field training done, come in and just make this a safer town for all the citizens within. I mean, they deserve it. They deserve a police force. So I'm here, and I'm more than happy and willing to get this job done here.
Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. All right. Utilities, publications, public buildings, and grounds. Jim, well?
The only thing I got, we got to have a new trailer so we can move that crater around. And every penny we had, but we got a good one. So
I have some. I've been asked by quite a few people about when they're going to start tearing down the Henderson House on North Main.
We just got the okay today. Oh, I don't even have it yet.
No, we ain't got the okay.
Yeah, we haven't gotten it. They were there today.
Who's they?
Ameren. Because they have to get all that gas, electrical and everything out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we're waiting on everybody else. So.
Yeah. Not us. Not us.
At least I have something to tell them.
Because I just called him again yesterday or sent him a message, and I'm like, we haven't heard anything yet because I requested it in July.
Yeah.
And gosh, they were there today.
Amazing.
Imagine that.
Yes.
Yeah. So they have to send me a paper now that says it's okay to start demolition. So.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Moving on, tourism.
I think Cindy gave the best report on tourism. Wherever the camp of oars, and if you would like to volunteer, contact Cindy or somebody else on the committee or whatever and help out. So
me, Evan, Deb.
That's the
anybody.
Biggest thing. Yeah, just volunteer people to help.
That's it. You're
it's
right.
Fun. It's going to be fun.
All right. Tiff, John?
Just under unfinished business.
All right. Citizens Committee, is Amanda here? Did she tell anyone anything?
I have not heard from her.
I haven't seen her.
She told me that she kept making it tonight with sports and everything, but we're still working on the grant and all that with Keith. We're just waiting for final specs to get in for the water project at the ground storage. So once we get that, then we'll present it to you guys.
All right, sounds good. Christmas Committee, Mr.
Well, our first meeting for this year's Christmas is going to be
this month, September 27th, Visitor Center. Anybody wants to participate, come on up. Got any more ideas? Happy to hear from you.
What time?
6 o'clock. Also, I think it was 2 days ago, I got a text from Don Pollock from Harlem King asking if we were still going to do our Christmas trees this year, and they was ready to step up to the bat again and take care of that, which I thought was all right.
Very good.
Last 2 years, I got a hold of them. This year, they got a hold of us, so I think they kind of get a buzz out of this, too. So.
Being established.
Yeah.
That's, okay. That's the way it should be.
That's about all I got right now.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate it. Moving on. Public Works Report, Evan.
I believe most of you guys have spoken on the demolition and everything, but no, we have been working on, I think we got a little over 200 of the line inventory done. Just started averaging around 32 a day, so we're hoping to, that as the grant money, like she said, that we have to do hire it out on half of it. They should be done in the next 2.5 weeks. So hopefully we get some more of that and we'll take it back off. Then we just got our all town cleanup. I got a sewer camera coming Thursday so I can figure out some of these sinkholes, what's going on with them. Everything else is running pretty smooth with the water and wastewater so far.
All right, very good, Evan. Thank you for what you do. Anybody got any questions for Evan? All right. Moving on to unfinished business. TIF ordinance for Justin Higgins. What do we need to do on that, Cindy?
We just have to pass the ordinance that everything else, you know, it's all been okayed. The amount was $7,000 that you guys okayed for him. And that's a long one. So just need to vote on the ordinance.
Move to approve the ordinance.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to approve the Higgins TIF ordinance. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Swatlow.
Aye.
And Mayor Lafair.
Aye. All right, moving on. Same thing, TIF ordinance for the VFW post 5001.
Yeah.
I move to approve the ordinance for TIF for Veterans of Foreign Wars. Post 5001.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotler.
Aye.
Mayor Lafair.
Aye. All right, that motion also carries. All right, moving on. Discuss hiring a chief of police. It's my understanding that, Jim, you have... We have someone that's going to take your place on a temporary basis.
That's correct, Mayor Lafair. A week ago, we received an application from Chris Ford. As you all know, I've accumulated some health issues, and as a result of that, I'm going to have to get a treatment plan. It's going to take some time. So I'm basically unable to fulfill what I'm doing. I'm still going to stay on part-time. Chris Ford is here tonight. He's a lieutenant at the sheriff's office, was gracious enough to apply for the job. I talked to Chris and told him what was going on with me. And he applied for it. He's interested in being intern, acting police chief until we can get kind of squared away. Like I said, Chris is very well qualified. My suggestion is we need to do this and implement this tonight and move forward. Chris, do you have anything you want to say?
Okay. You covered all.
I think it kind of speaks for itself. So.
No, correct. I commend Chris for stepping up.
Exactly.
I am fully confident in his abilities. I have no questions whatsoever.
I make a motion to appoint.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second to appoint Chris Ford as an interim police chief with the same pay and benefits as Chief Tunney has been getting.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
All right. All right. Roll call vote.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right. Motion carries.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chief Ford.
Thank you, guys.
Put another nail on your wall to hang another hat.
Yeah, I know.
All right, moving on. New business. Looks like we have an outdoor event at the Rocket Tap that Billy Simmons wants to tell us about.
Okay, I have three outdoor events coming up, weather permitting. The first one is September 22nd. I'd like the road closed between 6 and midnight from Euclid to the alley on Main Street. And the other one is Saturday, October the 14th. The band will be from 7 to 11, so I have the road closed from 5 till midnight.
Same section of road.
What was that date?
Euclid from 14th. Main Street. October 14th was the day on that one. And the last one is October the 21st. The band is from 6 to 9. Close the road from 4 to 10. Euclid from the alley to Main Street.
I move to approve the recommendations from the Rocket Tap for street closure.
I second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Dave Livingston, we got one nay? Okay, got one nay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. All right, motion carries. All right, have any other business? Move on to the bills.
Billy, right after the meeting, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
All right, any questions on the bills? If not, you need a motion to pay the bills.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, second. Roll call vote.
All persons, Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right. Bills are paid. We did not need a closed session. We will not go to closed session. No other business. We have a motion to adjourn, please. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all for coming. May God bless you all.